Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose the other one, your readings on my page have the emoji of that color in the thumbnail. Hello, my name is Avi. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, midmoonthings.com. Today, we're looking at what is the intrigue that surrounds you? What are people saying about you? Are you the drama? What is going on with you in your life? Let's have a look. Okay. My clear people. What is the intrigue about them? Okay, Five of Swords. So people are fighting over you. People will not fight. Well, maybe they are fighting over you. They're discussing you. Heavy discussions happening. King of Swords and the Temperance card and the King of Wands. I'll list all the decks that I use in the description below. Temperance and the King of Wands. Okay, there may literally be two people fighting over you. One who's sort of more like logical, who's more sort of like practical, things that they sort of know the right, the best thing. And then the King of Wands, someone who's like passionate, someone who maybe is a bit spontaneous, probably very attractive. And with the Temperance card, it's like this has been a long time coming. Or it's like it's because maybe you've been juggling them. Maybe you've been juggling these two people. You are the drama. Okay. Other than that, I get like, if these aren't two people that are like interests of yours, these are like people who are around you. One who's like trying to get you to do the right thing or trying to... thinking that they know better than you with the King of Swords, and the other person is like a kind of live and let live, maybe in your corner, cheerleading you on. We have the King of Coins and the Queen of Coins. Okay. But I think you've got your eye on someone else. It's like you don't even care. Because I feel like you've found someone who is a better match than, or like you're good, you're solid in that partnership, and you don't really care what those people are saying about it. Whether they're interests or they're just like spectators. With the King of Coins and the Queen of Coins, it's like you feel like you've found your match, you're solid, you're stable, you're grounded in it. We have the Justice card. Okay, so I feel like this is what is going to happen in the future. Tell me about the Justice card. We have the Seven of Cups in reverse. So it's like bringing clarity to a confusing situation. I feel like lots of people have a perspective or like a opinion is the word. Nine of Wands and Knave of Coins. Nine of Wands is like perseverance, like not giving up. It's also like if you just keep going about your business, like if you're the arrow that's behind here, like just reading intuitively, that all these like wands are all like burdens, people's opinions, people's ideas, what people want to say, their feelings, etc. And then you're just like going to scoot by. You don't even care. Don't even care. Don't even worry about it. We have the Knave of Coins. The Knave of Coins is a card of like a like learning. It's a messenger card as well. There may be someone who's in your corner who's sort of giving you the intel or the info on these people who are discussing you. I feel like there are more people than just the King of Wands and the King of Swords who are discussing you. I feel like it's a group of people. And then I feel like the Knave of Coins is like a messenger who's like helping you navigate your way behind the drama of these people. Okay, what is my clear viewer up to? Wasn't that a brand, clear view or something? I think that's a pregnancy test. Oh my gosh. Egotism. Okay, what is the intrigue? Endurance. Okay, so egotism is like, I feel like people think that you think you're in a bit, and I think they kind of admire, respect, but also are jealous of your confidence, of the way you show up, of your like just like self-belief that seems to come from like nowhere. I'm not saying that you don't deserve to have self-belief. I mean, they don't get it how, because they can't do it themselves or haven't been able to yet. With endurance, I feel like you're standing your ground, especially with the King of Coins and the Queen of Coins. It's like whatever you've chosen, whatever person you've chosen, you're there and you're standing your ground. And I feel like you'll be hard to move despite these other people's efforts. Okay. We have practicality, flattery, and detachment. Okay. So the intrigue around you, I think this is sort of more like how they're going to like attack you, or like not attack you, but how they're going to approach you and try and get you to come away from the person that you've chose, the thing that you've chosen. Practicality, they're going to be like, it makes sense, it's this, like that's especially the King of Swords, that is that energy of like, this is the reason, the logical reasoning behind it. Flattery, that is very much the King of Wands, a charmer, trying to, you know, let's, you know, what about all this like fun? You're so beautiful. You're, you know, you're so young. You should be out doing this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like just that kind of charm, flattery. I'm not saying it's not deserved again. I'm sure you are amazing. But it's like that's how they're going to angle it to try and manipulate you to step away from what you've chosen. Detachment. The third option would be someone who's sort of like acting like, oh no, I don't care. And that trying to get your attention there. I also feel like that's what you should practice when you're around these people is the detachment. Kind of just like observing, like, what does this person want from me? What are they trying to get me to believe or get me to do? Okay. Bluff. Okay, I don't think they will actually follow through with whatever they're trying to promise you to get to coax you away from whatever choice you've made. I don't think they will follow through. Okay, anything else that's happening with my viewer? Five of Wands. Okay. Ooh, we have the Five of Wands, the Three of Swords, and the Ten of Swords. This is like going through a breakup that is like dragged on for ages, maybe an on again, off again situation as well. Five of Wands is like things, I just feel like I see like a blow up. So either like people fighting, could be you and the person that you're breaking up with or being broken up with, or the people who are involved trying to get you away from this person as well, with the Five of Wands, because that could be multiple people like in a conflict. with the Ten of Swords, that is a blessing in disguise, or it's like a painful but necessary ending. So it's like it is all happening for your best interests. I just think how it happens isn't in your best interest, if that makes sense. What advice would you like to give to my viewer? We have the Nine of Swords. So just be mindful of anxiety, paranoia as well. With the detachment, like trying to be paranoid about these people or what people want you to do, even the person that you're attached to, like the detachment would say, take a step back and just be observant. And try and wake yourself up from this nightmare. Anything else that you'd like to say to my viewer? We have the Hierophant. Okay, the Hierophant, there's a higher plan here. I feel like there's more to this. And it's like you kind of only understand as you go. I feel like you need to keep reading the story, and it probably isn't going to unfold the way you want it to unfold or the way you like saw it unfolding when you started making these choices and choosing that person, but it will all make sense. And I feel like you do have a good support system, especially with that Knave of Coins. So I would try and hone in on them and yeah, center yourself, tune out other people, live your life, and just be mindful what people are trying to get you to believe or want from you. Interesting. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.